Good morning. Thank you all for coming today. I'm going to talk today about some research looking at legacy impacts of long-term nitrogen fertilizer rate on nitrogen use efficiency in continuous corn. So we know that nitrogen inputs are really critical to maximizing yield in our corn-based cropping systems of the Midwest United States. And we can see in this photo what a dramatic impact nitrogen fertilization has on the growth of corn, and not only yield, but also the ability of that crop to capture sunlight and to use other soil resources efficiently. So the general response that we see with increasing nitrogen input, we see increasing yield, but their response is something like a quadratic plateau where at some point yield will no longer increase with additional nitrogen inputs. And the point at which this plateau occurs, we call the agronomic optimum nitrogen rate. So above this agronomic optimum nitrogen rate, additional nitrogen inputs will no longer impact yield. It's important to recognize that this relationship applies not only to grain yield, but also to crop residue production, because the harvest index of corn is pretty stable and not generally impacted by nitrogen input. So with increasing nitrogen additions, we see not only increasing grain yield, but also residue production. And so as you might guess, you would expect that with the addition of nitrogen fertilizer and the increase in crop residue production, that there would be an increase in soil organic matter as well, because we're increasing the residue return back to the soil. And indeed, we do see that in general with increasing nitrogen fertilizer, up until that agronomic optimum nitrogen rate, we can increase soil organic carbon. So this figure is showing four locations in Iowa looking at soil organic carbon change in long-term nitrogen rates over a 15-year period. And we see on the x-axis here is the nitrogen rate expressed as a percentage of that agronomic optimum nitrogen rate. And on the y-axis is soil organic carbon change for the top 15 centimeters. So again, we see that the carbon change becomes more positive as we increase the nitrogen up to that optimum rate. So the next question is, what is the impact of these long-term nitrogen fertilization rates and their associated changes in soil organic carbon on nitrogen use efficiency? And I'm defining nitrogen use efficiency as the proportion of total nitrogen applied as fertilizer that's taken up by the crop. Of course, this is an important environmental indicator because with increasing a proportion of nitrogen taken up, we can reduce the potential environmental losses. So to kind of generate some hypotheses around this question, I want to return to a moment to this response function and just point out that this is a representation of the law of diminishing returns. So that first unit of nitrogen fertilizer that's added provides that biggest yield boost. And then as we increase the total nitrogen supply, additions of nitrogen provide less and less of a yield boost up until that plateau is reached. So this tells us that as we increase our nitrogen supply, the nitrogen use efficiency decreases. And this is important because we can expect that along a gradient of long-term nitrogen inputs that we might see variation in the nitrogen supply. So these are the results from two long-term nitrogen rate trials in Iowa. We have on the x-axis here historical nitrogen rate between 1999 and 2014. And then on the y-axis is nitrogen uptake by corn in plots that receive zero nitrogen. And so with increasing historical nitrogen rate, we see increasing nitrogen uptake by the crop, which indicates that the soil has a greater nitrogen supplying capacity in these plots that have been receiving higher nitrogen applications. This makes sense because as we saw increasing soil organic carbon, that would lead to greater nitrogen mineralization from the soil and greater plant available nitrogen supply. So this would lead us to our hypothesis that with increasing historical nitrogen rate, we would see a legacy impact that would be reducing the nitrogen use efficiency because we've enhanced the nitrogen supply available to the crop. So with increasing nitrogen supply, we have lower nitrogen use efficiency. We also have to consider another important law that regulates resource use efficiency in our cropping systems, and that's the law of the optimum. And that tells us that when a eliminating resource is going to be used more efficiently when all other resources are optimally supplied. So here we have again this yield response, but I've drawn both a low quality and a high quality soil. In a high quality soil, you would expect other resources coming from the soil, like water and other nutrients, the general rooting environment to be better. That results in a higher yield potential, and the crop is able to produce more yield at a given nitrogen rate. And this relates to our research question, because with that higher soil organic carbon due to long-term nitrogen inputs, we would expect to see improvements in soil quality. And so that leads us to the second hypothesis, that with increasing historical nitrogen rate, we may see actually higher nitrogen use efficiency because we've increased the supply of all the other resources that a plant needs, coming from the soil at least. Okay, so we evaluated these two hypotheses in two long-term nitrogen rate trials in Iowa. These are set up with plots that have received the same nitrogen rates between 1999 and 2014, and then in 2015 we applied a zero nitrogen treatment across all of these, across this gradient of historical N rates, and then we applied a optimal nitrogen treatment. So that was the optimum nitrogen rate based on the response curves that we saw from that 15 years at that location. So it's a site-specific optimum, agronomic optimum nitrogen rate. So for the central location, it was 200 kilograms per hectare. For the southern location, it was 270 kilograms per hectare. And so we used an N15 label fertilizer so that we could trace the fate of that nitrogen fertilizer into the crop and into the soil, and by difference determine the environmental losses. And then that zero nitrogen subplot is there to give us an idea of the nitrogen supply and capacity along that gradient. And so we just looked at the results from those subplots a few slides ago. So this figure shows the legacy effect of long-term nitrogen rates on crop fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer recovery when applied at that optimum nitrogen rate. So on the x-axis here, we have the historical N rate between 1999 and 2014. On the y-axis is our measure of nitrogen use efficiency. That's the fertilizer recovery in the crop as a percentage of the optimum nitrogen rate applied in 2015. So we found a dramatic impact of location. So much higher nitrogen use efficiency in the central location than the southern Iowa location. But amazingly, both locations showed the same curvilinear response to historical nitrogen inputs. And the curvilinear response does align with the idea that we could have two contrasting processes that are controlling this response. So we may see a decline between the zero and intermediate rates due to the greater nitrogen supply coming from the soil. On the other hand, we may see an increase going from intermediate to high rates due to the increased organic carbon enhancing conditions for crop growth, enhancing the soil quality, and resulting in a greater yield potential. But we wanted to dig a little deeper into the mechanisms causing this curvilinear response in the crop fertilizer recovery. So we looked at recovery of fertilizer nitrogen in the topsoil. And these are the results from the V5 growth stage. So this is about 4 weeks after the planting of corn and the application of fertilizer, and right as the crop is getting ready to enter this phase of rapid nitrogen uptake. So in the central Iowa location, there was not much impact of historical nitrogen rate on recovery of that fertilizer in the topsoil. At the southern Iowa location, we found that same curvilinear response that we saw in the crop recovery at maturity. And indeed, we did see that the fertilizer nitrogen recovery in the soil at the V5 growth stage was a good predictor of fertilizer nitrogen recovery in the crop at maturity. And so this result really underscores this idea that early season nitrogen losses do result in reduced nitrogen use efficiency based on our definition of fertilizer recovery in the crop. But still, we wanted to understand why we see this curvilinear response even with the soil recovery early in the season. And so we looked at two insoluble organic matter fractions. So basically the idea is that maybe these insoluble organic matter fractions are helping the soil to retain that fertilizer nitrogen and resulting in this variation in the whole soil nitrogen recovery. And so the mineral associated organic matter fraction is less than 53 micron. It's the organic matter associated with silt and clay and silt size microaggregates. And we did see a decrease in fertilizer recovery in this fraction with increasing historical nitrogen rates. It's consistent with the idea of increasing soil organic carbon, you have less efficient carbon and nitrogen storage in these more stable organic matter fractions. On the other hand, we found a more positive trend in fertilizer recovery in particular organic matter. So this is the fraction greater than 53 micron. It's composed mainly of partially decomposed plant material. It has a higher C-to-N ratio. It's more labile. And so we would expect higher POM, and we did measure higher POM with the high historical N rates because those treatments had more residue additions, and of course the high carbon to nitrogen ratio residue and particulate organic matter would result in more immobilization of fertilizer nitrogen by the microbes, and so this may be a mechanism enhancing the retention of fertilizer nitrogen in the topsoil at high historical nitrogen rates. And so bringing it all together, looking at fertilizer recovery in these insoluble organic matter fractions, we saw contrasting patterns depending on the fraction, and that may explain why we see a general curvilinear response in fertilizer recovery in the topsoil in general. And so our conclusions from this study, oh, and I wanted to remind you again that this was a good explanation then for fertilizer recovery in the crop at maturity. So to conclude, we found first that nitrogen fertilization did increase the carbon storage in continuous corn systems, and that these changes in the soil carbon seem to result in changes in nitrogen use efficiency. And in the central Iowa location, it may have been due to variation in the nitrogen supply in the soil or improvements in soil quality. And then at the southern Iowa location appeared to be related to variation in fertilizer nitrogen retention in the soil across this gradient. So I wanted to acknowledge the individuals who've helped with this project and funding agency, and I would be happy to take questions. Maybe. So we found much higher recovery in central Iowa than southern Iowa, And I think it has more to do with the soil themselves. So southern Iowa, that soil is much more poorly drained. It has and it doesn't have tile drainage. And it also has a much lower yield potential than central Iowa. So the agronomic optimization rate I mentioned was 270 kilograms per hectare in southern Iowa, and then the yields are quite low. So it requires a lot of nitrogen, but it's low yielding. So I think, yeah, a combination of soil and maybe climate kind of, it's a site that just doesn't lend itself to very good, very efficient nitrogen use.
Thank you.
Yep.